The way you've approached the use of the SEER database and this whole research strategy is really interesting. Any sort of pet ideas you have that you'd like to try in the future utilizing that approach?
Generally, I'm very interested in both treatment patterns and patterns of care and using the database to try to explore toxicities that we can't capture on clinical trials. Because I think that's one of the really unique assets of it. Because you have tens of thousands of patients that are captured in this database. You have all of their medical claims that have been submitted. So you can really get information on toxicity for people treated in the real world setting. Up in the ivory tower, when we treat everybody on clinical trials and the median age is always 55 and everybody's healthy and young, it's just not the same, I don't think, as real-world medicine treating patients in the community. So I'm very interested in using that data to try to get a sense of toxicities and the experience for women treated in the community, especially the impact of other illnesses and comorbid diseases on their treatment for cancer.